And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley, and as always, I'm joined by medical herbalist and pharmacist Gerald Quigley. Good morning, GQ.
Morning, Jo. Good to see you.
You too, and good to see you also, Zoe Bingley-Pullen.
Good morning, all. How are you all doing?
So we're
well. Well, you know, at the top, let's send our love to all of New South Wales as you enter a statewide lockdown, and much love to those in the ACT and Melbourne as well. However your lockdown is unfolding, it is an extremely difficult thing to constantly regroup every day and to find ways to be positive. It's very difficult and exhausting.
Yeah, it certainly is. I mean, look, we've got to kind of look on the lighter side of life sometimes. You know, we're healthy. It's the weather's gorgeous. You know, we've got to try and pull on anything. Seeing as I've just flown back into New South Wales into a tighter lockdown. So
I think all of this, though, the sad part, and I know we try and be positive about it, but there are people who are being broken at the moment. And it's, I don't think we should ever forget that this is, we're all in this, I'm sounding like a politician earning $5,000 a day. We're all in it together in a way. We've got to take some responsibility. So we wear our masks when we're supposed to.
Absolutely.
We get vaccinated because that's what the medical experts, not the social media experts, the medical experts are telling us. And we just look after one another. It's pretty simple. And if we all do that, then we can take the state premiers off our television.
It's very, I got my vaccine last week. I feel absolutely fine. I think it's a, you know, it's just such an easy, simple approach that we can all be a part of.
Don't you feel good, Zoe? You feel, I've done something.
Yeah, I've done something. I know, I mean, it's important to really note that we're not just doing this for ourselves. No. It's really important. I've got two parents which are very unwell, and although I can't see them, in no chance do I want to be, I want to be a positive part of the story. And, you know, if we've got the opportunity to do that, I think we should do it.
And keeping each other safe, very, very important.
Yeah.
I think acknowledging too, you might have bad days and finding acceptance with that. You can only be what you are in that time and, you know, allow yourself to feel what you're feeling without any kind of guilt or whatever. But there'll be other better days as well. Yeah. In this conversation, though, we hope to be a little helpful today when it comes to the monotony of cooking, right? Because, and Zoe, I'm a very different person to you because this is your life. Food is your life, right?
Yes.
But for me, the last year of lockdowns, in and outs, and the pandemic and everything, I must say that I found cooking extremely overwhelming, and I have a new term, food burnout. Who knew it was a thing? But it's a thing. Food stress and burnout is actually, because our houses are now our home offices as well, and just to actually find interesting and nutritious things to cook every night, sometimes I find very overwhelming. It is a thing. I don't know if you've experienced any kind of disheartening experience yourself around food, Zoe.
Yes, look, I'm definitely, as you know, a passionate foodie, but again, I've got some food fatigue myself, and I think it's just about kind of being as creative if you can within the limitations that we have as well. I always find that cooking, particularly with a seven-year-old, we try and make it, you know, an outing. We try and make it an occasion in itself. So at least what it does is sort of ticks two boxes. I'm entertaining Emily, but we're also cooking for good nutrition. But we're going to speak to Nellie Kerrison, who's got some great, you know, some really good practical tips. And I think that's what we all need.
Yeah, she runs a cooking school. So she's going to join us with some food inspiration, or even I would just like some permission to say, you know what, toast is a meal sometimes.
Of course it is.
Of course it is. Particularly when it's good quality bread.
So that's going to be our first guest today. Also, the MS Readathon is on for the whole month of August. So what better time to inspire our kids who may be at home remote learning to read as much as possible, raise money for those living with MS. And I know multiple sclerosis is a topic close to your heart, Gerald.
Yes, it is, Jo. And, you know, right from the outset, we need to understand that this is a disease which is the most commonly diagnosed non-traumatic, so not an accident or injury, non-traumatic neurological condition in young women in Australia.
Yes.
Which is pretty frightening and sneaked in under the radar. But there's exciting new developments, though, about that. We'll talk about them later.
Yeah, later on in the show, you're going to share your experience and how critical it is for all of us to have awareness of MS. Sure. Our A to Z of vitamins is ethical nutrients, immune defence. And, of course, we'd also love to hear from you with any questions that you might have for your health or well-being. Gerald and Zoe are here to answer your questions. That's 131 873. Or maybe you have a cooking tip. Perhaps you have a go-to meal that you cook when you're lacking inspiration, but you know that it's comforting and also lovely and nutritious. Give us a call, 131 873. Next up, how to overcome cooking burnout. That's on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Arm yourself this winter with ethical nutrients, immune defence. Traditionally used in Chinese medicine, it helps fight the five symptoms of common colds and contains high-strength andrographis with echinacea, Siberian ginseng and zinc. Support your immune system and live life resilient with ethical nutrients, immune defence. Just $26.12 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Oral Health Month, purchase a dental kit for just $30 while stocks last. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
It is the House of Wellness and we would love you to give us a call, 131 873, because we're all about helping you make healthy choices and live life as fully as you can, both things that can be quite hard during lockdown. Certainly for me and for many others when it comes to cooking every night and day, it's really, I have to say, felt increasingly challenging. And to add to the terms that we had not heard before the pandemic, here's one, cooking burnout. It is real, apparently. Sometimes the best solution is to get back to basics, though. And Nellie Kerrison has brought her Relish Mama cooking school to the community. And it's all about simple philosophy of eat and cook real food. I love this. She joins us now to share some of her kitchen tips and hopefully reinvigorate my love of preparing food. Welcome, Nellie.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me on your show.
Oh, Nellie, it's lovely to have you. Your cooking classes, which we can find online, they're all about providing skills and confidence to be able to make real food. So what is the easiest way to adopt that philosophy in my kitchen?
Poor thing, you're struggling. I'd totally agree. There is a huge amount of pandemic cooking burnout out there. I hear it all the time. I think to help with this, the mental load around what's for dinner, I think just simplifying things in the kitchen can help a lot right now. I think, obviously, social media plays a huge part in that, where we can see all these amazing fancy dinners and they can feel, you know, as well as the FOMO, they can be quite unachievable too. So for me, I think dinners don't need to be overly complicated to be really great. So starting with some really nourishing produce is a good start. You know, just even whipping up beautiful dinners with, you know, like eggs and some herbs and some tomatoes and, you know, lovely greens on the side. I think just beautiful ingredients and just keeping it simple, especially right now when everyone's so fatigued.
It's interesting because, Nellie, I love your site as well. I love that picture of your dog particularly. But the Heart Foundation, it's interesting because we're hearing so many different things. You've got the Heart Foundation saying that 54% of Aussies have reported that they've changed their diet, but not necessarily for the better through lockdown. What are your tips? Give me some healthy, practical tips that our listeners can go, great, I can apply that straight away.
Practical tips in terms of how to get dinner on the table?
Some cooking tips or just some good healthy ingredients and just things that we can practically make it easier for someone out there who maybe doesn't know how to put good health on a plate.
I think starting with really good ingredients, but I think I've got three children and I, obviously with what I do, I absolutely love cooking and I live it firsthand that my husband doesn't. So for him, I quite often say to not rely on yourself if you're one of those people and seek inspiration outside of your own recipe repertoire. You know, use the experts, turn to people that you find inspiring, but keep it really achievable. So, you know, we're suddenly not sous vide, I think, in the middle of a pandemic at the end of the day. I think just keeping it really simple. Key beautiful spices can make a huge difference. And I think too, things that you can prepare in advance without sounding too boring that will help posh up things in your kitchen during the week. So I happen to have a couple of vegetarians in my house, but for instance, you know, if you didn't have vegetarians, you know, poaching a chicken at the start of the week can give you huge inspiration during the week. So that will give you homemade stock for nourishing soups. You've got midweek tacos, you know, beautiful Vietnamese chicken salads. So things like that that will give you a leg up and, you know, create a few dishes in one go.
Nellie, I share your husband's concern about cooking. I've got a scar on the back of my hand, which isn't quite healed yet from heating a pie in the oven recently. And I thought, you know, one of the phrases in your background is, we're more than just a cooking class. Get social with us and join the family. What was the inspiration behind that? Was it your mum or your grandma? What, where did that come from?
I've grown up with, I mean, my mum is, she's probably listening, hi mum. My mum is a really beautiful home cook, but for us, and so are both my grandmothers who are alive and, you know, just beautiful cooks, but they're home cooks. So the biggest part, the biggest reason I got into what I'm doing is that food brings us together. So it is, and it's where our, you know, our food memories. So that's why I love to keep it really simple so people don't feel overly stressed when it comes to dinner. So the magic happens when we're actually around the table with one another.
There you go.
Yes, I think it's in embracing the moment too, right? I have had a chat with myself.
Oh, and what did you find, Jo?
Careful, Jo.
I'm a passionate advocate of mindfulness. I practice mindfulness every day. And so I'm trying to return to the process and not sort of overwhelm myself with, I've got to make it the best meal ever. Actually just sit in the kitchen with my daughter and make it an experience, Nellie.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. We had a beautiful online class last night where we cooked some Moroccan dishes. And, you know, it's just in a very short period of time, these people created really beautiful, you know, really beautiful dishes to jazz up. You know, we're in Melbourne, so a dinner in lockdown. So it is that. It's remembering, you know, the process can be quite enjoyable, you know, connecting with others. And I know there's a hell of a lot of people that are home by themselves in lockdown right now. But, you know, for them to be able to share those experiences, we've got amazing ways to connect online now. And food can do that. So, yeah, I agree, Jo. Just, you know, putting a bit more fun back into it, I think. And taking the stress out of it.
Good on you.
And yes, I do highly recommend the online cooking course or cooking lesson. And we can find you at Relish Mama. That's a beautiful website there. And if you're stuck at home, do a cooking class. How lovely. What a great thing to do.
Yeah, great idea.
Thanks so much, Nellie.
Thanks, Nellie.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you. Have a lovely day.
And so very quickly, Zoe, what kinds of like top three ingredients you would recommend for nutrition that's really easy for us?
I always say, you know, when we look at our plate, we want those three food groups, carbs, protein and good fat. So I think get creative, use different grains, quinoa, frika. These are so protein and carb dense, but the good carbs. Remember that protein in itself can be a combination, not just animal, but veggie protein. So tofu and legumes. And remember, good fats, they make us feel good. They still satisfy. So toast some nuts in advance, throw some spices through it. That can go through any salad, any dish as well. Pre-mix some beautiful, lovely oily dressings using avocados or nut butters in there as well. And remember, herbs and spices are the go-to. And Jo, toasties are a meal. Toasties are definitely a meal. So one toasty that Emily and I make. So I roast vegetables.
Yes.
Capsicums. We put them, we do that on Sunday. They go into everything. We do a wicked toasty. So I do beautiful quality bread, nice quality cheese. I put my roasted capsicums in there as well. And maybe I put a bit of chili or some kimchi in my wine, but maybe a bit of avo in Emily. And that is dinner.
Yum. I love that idea of pre-roasting vegetables. I'm going to do that today.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to get to your calls next on the House of Wellness. It's 131 873. We look forward to speaking with you in just a moment.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Help support your child's general health and well-being with new VitaBubs baby and children's vitamin range. The range is brought to you by Bubs Australia, trusted by Australian families and dedicated to children's nutrition. It targets key health areas such as immune health, digestive health, bone health, brain health and daily health. The VitaBubs range is available from $19.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. Supplements may only be of assistance where dietary intake is inadequate. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Oral Health Month, purchase a dental kit for just $30 while stocks last. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley, and with me is Gerald Quigley and Zoe Bingley-Pullen. And we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. We love it when you give us a call, 131 873, with any questions you might have for your health or well-being. Tess in Warrnambool, good morning.
Good morning, Tess.
Hello, how are you?
We're well. How can we help?
Good, thank you. I've just got a question with menopause. So I started menopause about 9 years ago. I'm 53 shortly. Just for some assistance with weight. So I gave up smoking in October last year, so I put on another 5 kilos. So, yeah, I said I walk, I do cardio, I watch what I eat. I'm walking now if I'm out of breath. Yeah, so I'm just looking for some assistance.
Tess, perhaps I'll just have a few words first, if I may, please. So, giving up the smoking is well done, because that's going to save
Thank
your
you.
Life potentially. And remember that, Tess, that everybody's different. So you're going through a stage where you've got hormone fluctuations, your ability to digest carbs, especially cope with stress. All of those things are essentially up in the air, every day being different. So it's not as simple as it might seem, and perhaps getting some quite specific advice about foods to enjoy, and more particularly foods to avoid, and quantity of food as well, and with a focus on things that you enjoy, might just help settle a whole lot of things. But there is no magic pill which is going to make a difference. Zoe, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, that's so true. But Tess, it sounds like you're hitting the pavement, so that's a really, really good start. So what we want to focus on is the obvious things that increase or support metabolic rate, because as we know, as we get older, we get a decline in estrogen particularly, but and that then affects metabolism. So weight-bearing exercises from an exercise point of view are going to be your best bet. When we look at dietary, though, what we're wanting is a slightly more ketogenic type diet. So what that means, we want that higher protein content to come in. So what those foods is that they're very slow releasing, they're more satiating, they're supportive when it comes to our blood glucose levels, because not only are we dealing with hormonal changes, we tend to be dealing with a lot of additional stuff. We've got kids, we've got work experience, you know, commitments as well. It's not just a one-dimensional fit. We also look at making sure that you've got a rich supply of good fats. These good fats are brilliant when it comes to supporting hormonal balance, but also, again, they're very satiating, very supportive as well. So lots of fish, avocado, extra virgin olive oil, nuts and seeds, but really reducing the type of carbohydrates. So carbs are so important. So we don't have no carbs. We have the right carbohydrates. So again, being creative, again, we spoke a little bit about the cooking before and on the last segment, but making sure the type of grains we're eating tick two boxes. They're protein rich and they're carbohydrate rich. And what that again will do is give you a beautiful supply of good B vitamins, but also will do it will satisfy you, satiate you, and we can have less of these foods as well. Small regular eating also helps as well. But good luck, Tess.
But Zoe, hang on. So what's a bad carbohydrate?
So the ones we're trying to avoid when it comes to bad carbs is processed forms of carbohydrates. So if you, I think the easiest way to think about it is the least processed, the most natural, and a glycemic index is a really good list to focus on as well. And Sydney University do have a great list of glycemic foods to focus on.
Well, yes, all the best with that, Tess. It's a very common issue that women face.
Yes, I'm perimenopausal. I know that. I know what's going on.
Helen from Roseland, good morning.
Morning, Helen.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. I hope you can do some suggestions.
Sure.
I have sinus continually, and sometimes it goes to antibiotics I need because it goes to, you know, really bad, severe. It's either caused by wine, chocolate, ice cream. When it's windy day, there's pollen in the air and the neighbours burn smoke wood, which smells nice, but then I get this sinus. I use Rhinocort, Claritine, Panadol and nasal washouts.
You've got all the tools there, Helen. You've got to make sure your sinus washout is isotonic saline, and you need to focus on the one that does not contain a preservative. So what we're doing is trying to clear a dead-end tube, which is your sinus canal, which gets impacted with thick mucus, and you've got to get rid of that. And that's what the irrigation causes, the irrigation improves. If you use the irrigation 10 minutes before your Rhinocort, which is you should use that twice a day, that's going to give you a much better outcome with that steroid nasal spray. So that's what that does. And you can use the isotonic saline whenever you want. It's just an irrigation. You're just doing some washing. go for it. You can get some forms that you can carry around, and if you feel that you're beginning to get a little blocked up, use it. But we know that antibiotics usually don't make any difference, as you're finding. You're just going back on them constantly. You've got to get the underlying cause sorted out first, and that's what the saline does.
And Helen, I think you sort of hit the nail on the head when you sort of you intuitively knew that it was the chocolate and the red wine and these are all high histamine foods, so they have a very allergic response for a lot of people. So look, go online, have a little look at some foods that have high histamine levels, but it tends to be, you know, aged cheese and pickled foods. But again, my advice also is because you've been on antibiotics so much, I would definitely be getting a good probiotic, because what that can do is that can make you more allergic responsive. So getting a good probiotic and some zinc in there is just going to be a win all round as well.
And it's been such a windy time that I imagine lots of people are experiencing.
Yes, pollen's a problem all year round, but whenever there's high wind, and we've certainly had a lot in Victoria at the moment, but each state seems to be going through these high wind times, and that initiates part of the problem.
We will have many of your calls next. Plus, in a moment, Gerald, you're going to tell us about your very personal connection with multiple sclerosis. That's after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Oral Health Month, purchase a dental kit for just $30 while stocks last. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Now, August is MS Readathon Month, which is getting our kids and grandkids reading books, so important, and also raising critical funds for multiple sclerosis. MS affects over 26,000 Aussies, and more than 2 million people are diagnosed worldwide. And most of that diagnosis comes between the ages of 20 to 40, and there's currently no cure for MS. I think a lot of us know people who may be affected by MS, and Gerald, I know you recently had someone very close to you diagnosed with MS.
It's an interesting disease, Jo, in that it's a disease that attacks the central nervous system. So if you think about your nervous system and what it controls, potentially every part of your body may become involved. And if you imagine electrical cord, and that then the covering around the cord becomes frayed and brittle, that's essentially what happens. And it's called demyelinization. The myelin sheath begins to fray, and that causes the issues. Now, in the old days, and we still don't know, there's not a cure, but in the old days, there were really very few treatments. Mm-hmm. But these days, there are specific diagnostic procedures you can go through, and there are some amazing new medications that are available, often either orally or usually by infusion every 6 months, which reduces the progress of that demyelinization. So it really slows down the whole thing. It's very important, and I think what it does is point to the view that if you've got, particularly if you've suffered a viral infection. Now, my friend had, she thinks it's come from shingles. Again, because it's mostly young women here. It was a shingles attack this time last year. And there's certainly no doubt that and this is the worrying trend about COVID being viral, what the lingering effects of these things may have. And there is the other challenging part of the diagnosis of MS. If you've had some sort of viral infection, and let's look at shingles, and you've still got the tingling and it doesn't go away, don't just accept it. Have it investigated, because the earlier you get a diagnosis, then the simpler the treatment is and the better the outcome potentially is. And that's the most important message today.
What was the experience for your friend as far as being diagnosed? Because I've heard that it can be a difficult thing to diagnose MS.
The procedure now, Jo, is that you usually have an MRI, and that looks at the state of the nerves involved, and they focus on particular nerves, and that's the beauty of MRI. Now, 20 years ago, MRIs weren't as commonly available as they are now. If the MRI shows that, the next thing that happens is you get a lumbar puncture, and that gives you the specific diagnosis of MS, which allows you to access the new medications that are funded to stop the progress of the whole disease. So it's important to get that initial step, and then a neurologist, a specialist in nerve function, will then follow you through the backup diagnoses.
It's so interesting, isn't it? I mean, it affects women so much more. Gerald, I mean, we know, unfortunately, there isn't a lot to do treatment-wise, but how do you manage something like this? I mean, psychologically as much as physically.
Oh, yeah. And it of course, when you get a diagnosis, it's a bit of a whack on the head with a hammer, because we all know people, and there are different types of MS, we all know people where their quality of life isn't what it should be. But thankfully, the new medications, Zoe, are allowing quality of life to be retained. And that's very, very important. And we go back to that initial diagnosis as soon as possible to make sure that the steps are taken to really increase the quality of life and maintain the quality of life of the person with that diagnosis.
Of course, we've been speaking about MS Readathon across Australia last year. 274,000 books were read in the MS Readathon. So that's a lot of money being raised as well. Is your family getting across it, Gerald? You have some beautiful grandkids, I know.
Yeah, all my grandsons, we can't produce grandchildren, grandkids and daughters, but we're grandsons, they're everywhere. We're creating our own footy team. The reading, I find it fascinating that kids love screens, but there's no greater joy than watching them read a book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's terrific. I hope that never, ever changes. The challenge at the moment is because of lockdown, schools aren't quite as accessible as
That's
they used
true.
To be. But it's important to get involved.
That's right. So if you have young people in your life, why don't you encourage them to get on board the MS Readathon, raising money for multiple sclerosis. All right, let's get some calls. Harry from Huntingvale, good morning.
Morning, Harry.
Good morning. I need to know D3 and K2. How much should I be taking?
D3 is the dose in capsule form, Harry, is 1,000 international units. You need two a day at the moment. We just talked about MS. Interestingly, the further away from the equator you get, the higher the chance of MS and Parkinson's for that matter. So that shows D3 is fundamentally involved. So two a day of those, Harry, and the clinically proven dose of the K2 is 180 microgram a day. Mm. That comes in capsule form, one per day.
And I know, unfortunately, we can't sort of eat our way through to these types of foods, but there's a really interesting study done on a product called Natto. It's a Japanese dish made from fermented soya beans. So it does show that we can kind of get these foods, eel, cheese, beef, liver, they get a little bit of these nutrients as well. It's not going to do any harm to eat these good foods
but
in your diet.
If you put Natto on your toast, it'll destroy the toast.
Love it. It's like Vegemite.
Almost.
Thank you so much, Harry. Elaine in Melbourne, good morning.
Morning, Elaine.
Oh, hello. What can I take to increase white blood cell count?
Well, you've obviously had a blood test, Elaine, which your doctor has talked to you about it. And we look at white blood cells as a way of helping combat infection. Mm. So we need to find out from the doctor why this perhaps is happening. Is it an isolated reading, or has this been something that you've been living with for a long time? But the classics are D3, which I've just mentioned to Harry, vitamin C, which is important, and zinc, which is important. But the thing to pursue is to find out why your white blood cells are at the level they are.
All the best with that, Elaine. Patrick in Victoria, good morning.
Morning, Patrick.
The top of the morning to you all. Gerald, my wife has been recommended to take Sustagen.
Yes.
Because she needs to put a little bit of weight on, okay. Unlike my good self, which needs to take quite a bit off. But the problem that she's finding is that it's too sweet. Uh-huh. So I'm wondering, is there something that's going to tone down the sweetness to make it more palatable?
Sustagen's a good formulation, Patrick. There is a Sustagen Neutral, which has no flavour. And Sustagen Neutral you can add to things like mashed potato, scrambled eggs, soups, whatever you want. So that's one option. The other option is that you look at 40-sip complete protein, which is a high-protein drink, and then she doesn't have to worry about the sweetness. But logically, if she's enjoying the Sustagen and seeing the results, the one with no flavour, which you add to food rather than have it in a shake or whatever, is a better option.
And Gerald, I think you also know there's so many amazing new products that are coming into your market. And I always think talking to your pharmacist or your naturopath, because there are so many great, I mean, particularly I think I see a lot of my clients who go onto a product like Sustagen and just can't process it, and it actually increases a little bit of bloating. So they might want to look at a more vegan style, you know, less dairy type formulation as well. And I do believe the pharmacist can always kind of advise on that.
All the best there. And we'll have more of your course next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Arm yourself this winter with Ethical Nutrients Immune Defense. Traditionally used in Chinese medicine, it helps fight the five symptoms of common colds and contains high-strength andrographis with echinacea, Siberian ginseng and zinc. Support your immune system and live life resilient with Ethical Nutrients Immune Defense. Just $26.12 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Oral Health Month, purchase a dental kit for just $30 while stocks last. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
It's time for A to Z of Vitamins. Gerald, we're going to be speaking about Ethical Nutrients Immune Defence.
There are some things, Joe, that we know are really important. And we're talking here about immune defence in two ways. One is it raises our resistance to infection. And two, if we happen to have picked something up, how we can get better faster. We've talked about things like vitamin C and vitamin D and zinc and things like that. And zinc is important. But herbs like andrographis and echinacea are fundamental. And it's also worth remembering that fatigue is one of the common things when you feel unwell. And formulations that contain Siberian ginseng also help you get over the fatigue, which Hansi and I talk about on the TV show today.
Oh, there's some other great things on the TV show today, including an interview with a gentleman who started a charity called Braveheart Freedom Fighters, which I absolutely love because it's for tradies.
Yeah, and what was he wearing under his kilt, Joe?
We didn't get to that. I felt it was inappropriate for me to ask. But He has a tradie kilt that he wears. But what's critical is he steps in to care for our health before the anxiety and depression creeps in. So it's a really beautiful story. Do check out House of Wellness TV today at midday on Channel 7 and back on Friday at 2 o'clock. I must say also that A to Z of Vitamins is brought to you by Ethical Nutrients. Support your immune system and live life resilient this winter. Let's get to some calls. We've got time for just a couple more. Paul from Camden, good morning.
Hello, Paul.
Morning. I'd like to, Gerald, find a way of easing my tremor with my Parkinson's.
So you're taking medications, Paul, for your Parkinson's, and if you think that the medications aren't giving you sufficient control, it's certainly worth going back and having a chat with your neurologist. And often they appreciate that feedback, and there can be tweaks that maybe will make a difference. However, there are some things we've talked about this morning about nerve and neurological health. For tremor specifically, ubiquinol or coenzyme Q10 at a reasonably high dose. Fish oil is important because it helps nerve endings and helps nerve function and nerve transmission. And the other is vitamin D3. And how often have we mentioned that this morning? So they're the three things, Paul. Now, they can be safely taken in combination with your medications without any risk of interaction at all.
And when we look at diets, I mean, the Mediterranean diet, there's so much research when it looks at depression, Parkinson's, really kind of supporting the body because of the reasons Gerald was saying. It's very rich in foods that are very supportive for nerve function, particularly when you're looking at the type of proteins that it's in the Mediterranean diet, but also there's huge amount of anti-inflammatories in there. So just look up the Mediterranean diet and take some tips from that. But best of luck.
Yeah, all the best with that, Paul. I must mention Barbara from Canley Vale wants to know, does a hot cup of cocoa help you sleep at night, or is there something else that she can take?
I wouldn't necessarily be taking cocoa. So what's interesting, it probably is the milk, because within milk there's something called tryptophan, and tryptophan is a precursor for serotonin as well. So it's going to help with the melatonin levels as well, the tryptophan levels as well, which has a very calming effect. There's also that natural soporific, but I think you probably find that taking magnesium would have a better long-term effect when it talks to sleep and sleep cycles, because cocoa does have sugar in it and it does have caffeine from the cacao.
With all due respect to my nutritionist mate, Barbara, if it's helping you sleep, go for it.
Well, sure, but she was just asking if there was something else as well.
It's old-fashioned, but sense, but good.
Yes, sometimes the old-fashioned remedies do work also. Thank you so much to all of our callers this morning. You can head to houseofwellness.com.au to the Ask tab if you were not able to get through.
Yes.
I know, Gerald, you're very diligent in getting through those questions. Also, if you're interested in any other sort of healthful kind of well-being resources for you today, you could check out House of Wellness's latest podcast, Best of You. It's on the Listener app, and our recent episode is about how to break a bad habit.
Ooh.
Oh, look, it's such a great... We all have habits that we'd like to be free of.
Yes, we do.
Must be a long podcast, Jo.
Well, this particular interview is with comedian Adam Richard, who's a dear friend of mine. He has transformed his life by giving up alcohol. He completely changed his eating and lost over 30 kilos.
Oh,
and he's
him.
Recently given up coffee as well, which is extraordinary. But do check it out. My co-host is medical doctor and performance expert, Dr. Jamie Lee. And you can check out, if you just search Best of You on the Listener app, you'll be able to find that episode. It'll help you.
And Joe, that's LISTNR.
Yes, that's right. Because we don't use vowels anymore.
We don't. And nor should you.
So check out that podcast. We'll have more House of Wellness for you after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Oral Health Month, purchase a dental kit for just $30 while stocks last. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
We do want to say thank you to all of our callers and those who were unable to get through. Again, we say go to houseofwellness.com.au. But Gerald, particularly John in Ryde, wanted to know about his numb toes. He has numbness in his toes.
John, the classic treatment there for you is high-dose turmeric every day, lipoic acid 400 milligram twice a day, and if diabetes is involved, vitamin B12. If you want any further clarification, houseofwellness.com.au, the Ask tab.
That's right. Zoe, it's been lovely to spend the last hour with you. We're thinking of
you
up there in New South Wales.
Thank you very much. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Yes, you too, Gerald. Great to spend the day with you. As always, head to houseofwellness.com.au, and as we always say, thanks to our friends at Chemist Warehouse, and we will see you all again next week. We'll